From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush has condemned the killing of American engineer Paul Johnson in Saudi Arabia today, calling it an act of cold-blooded murder. A group linked to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the beheading. The president spoke in Seattle. He's on a two-day trip to the West with stops in Washington State and Nevada to visit U.S. military personnel and to attend campaign events. In speeches today, the president again defended the decision to go to war in Iraq and repeated his assertion of an Iraq-Al-Qaeda connection. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
The president was preparing to board Air Force One for the flight from Seattle to Reno, Nevada, when he spoke to reporters about Paul Johnson's killing. He said it shows the evil nature of the enemy.
And it should remind us that that we must pursue these people and bring them to justice before they hurt other Americans. See, they're trying to intimidate America. They're trying to shake our will.
This latest grim news prompted the president to restate a message that has already dominated his speeches and appearances in recent months, that terrorists will not disrupt the U.S. mission in Iraq. Today, before the news of Johnson's death broke, the president visited a military base in Washington State. At Fort Lewis, he was introduced by Republican Senator John McCain. Until recently, McCain was mentioned as a possible running mate for Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, a personal friend of his in the Senate. Today, McCain made it clear he is a supporter of Mr. Bush.
He has not wavered in his determination to protect this country and to make the world a better, safer, freer place.
The president, who defeated McCain in a bitter Republican primary fight in the 2000 election, returned the compliment.
It is a privilege. It is a privilege to be introduced to our men and women in uniform by a man who brought such credit to the uniform.
McCain's vocal support is important to the president as new questions are raised about the justification for the war in Iraq. Public confidence in Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq has fallen well below 50% in recent polls. No Iraqi weapons of mass destruction have been found. And this week, the commission investigating the 9/11 terrorist attack said it found no evidence of collaboration between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, contradicting White House claims. But at Fort Lewis, the president again talked of those connections.
To win this war, we are confronting regimes with ties to terror that arm to threaten the peace. We will remove threats before they arrive, instead of waiting for the next attack, the next catastrophe. That is one of the lessons of September the 11th we must never forget.
Vice President Cheney, meanwhile, appearing on the CNBC cable network, told interviewer Gloria Borger that the administration does believe there were strong Iraq-Al-Qaeda links, despite what the 9/11 Commission report says. And he refuses to rule out an Iraq role in 9/11.
Was Iraq involved?
We don't know. You know, what the commission says is they can't find any evidence of that.
But you say you disagree with the commission.
On this question of whether or not there's a general relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they say that there was not one forged, and you are saying yes, that there was. Do you know things that the commission does not know?
Probably.
And do you think the commission needs to know them?
I don't know what they know.
The Iraq-Al-Qaeda link is one the administration does not want to give an inch on, having made it a fundamental element of the case for war. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.